AP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. Violence today in Turkey as a gunman shoots and kills the Russian ambassador to that country.
Russian ambassador to Turkey, Andrei Karlov, was attending a photo exhibition in the Turkish capital Ankara and making a speech when a gunman dressed in a suit and tie suddenly appeared behind his back, shouted slogans about serious civil war, and fired his gun several times at the ambassador.
That's AP's Vladimir Ishishenkov. The gunman was killed in a shootout. He's been identified as a former member of the riot police in Ankara. At the State Department, spokesman John Kirby condemned the attack, but would not speculate on reports it might have been payback for the atrocities in Aleppo.
I think that's for the investigators to determine. I have seen the press reporting, as you have, of some of the things shouted by the perpetrator.
In eastern Aleppo, Syrian government forces are ready to take over that city after a long siege. The UN Security Council has approved monitors to ensure there's no further violence during an evacuation. Tragedy also struck today in Berlin. 9 people were killed when a truck drove through a crowded Christmas market. Police are trying to determine whether it was an accident or a terrorist attack. Electors around this country are confirming the votes cast in November's presidential election. This elector in Pennsylvania says his decision on how to vote was determined by the popular vote.
I listened to arguments, but no argument that I had heard overcame the argument that Pennsylvanians voted for Donald Trump.
There were a handful of electors who did not want to follow the popular vote.
In Maine, elector David Bright tried to vote for Bernie Sanders as a salute to the passionate dedication of the Vermont senator's backers. But the attempt was ruled improper, so Bright switched his vote to Clinton. Also in Minnesota, elector Mohammed Abdurrahman, who was a Sanders convention delegate, balked at voting for Clinton but was replaced by an alternate who did.
That's AP's Mark Smith, and this is AP Radio News. The Pentagon is still trying to get back an underwater drone taken by the Chinese last week.
We're working to seek the return of this vehicle as quickly as possible, and we're trying to execute that now. This is a vehicle that should never have left U.S. possession.
Spokesman Peter Cook says the drone was seized illegally from the South China Sea. We know how pregnancy affects a woman's body, but now there are signs it may also affect her brain. Researchers have found differences in brain scans of women taken before and after pregnancy, and there are hints those changes may help women prepare for motherhood. In another study, there's evidence that more women are using marijuana during pregnancy, sometimes for morning sickness. Although the actual numbers are fairly small, researchers say the trend raises some concerns because of evidence that links the drug with low birth weights and other problems. Kind of a modest day today so far on Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, as we head to the close, is now up just 40 points. I'm Diane Kepley, AP Radio News.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big.